Hello.
Hello, hey, is this Rachel?
Yes.
Hi there, Rachel. This is Joe. How are you?
Oh, hi, Joe. I'm good. Thank you. I know it's been a crazy phone tag. It's been really hard for me to get some time to carve out to get my mind into this. So,
Yes.
what is it that you need from me right now?
Well, I suppose that you had a talk with Peter that you were
Yes.
looking for regarding the website. You were looking for a web app as well. And you were talking about the website to be listing and everything about it. So, can you give me a note about it?
Yeah, so what I was asking him was if I could have like an application on the website. Basically like a rental application that I can, customize and tenants can submit, things like that.
Well, for an application, all right, you're asking for an application for your business, correct? So people can go ahead onto your application, they can submit the listing, and they can go ahead and submit whatever they want through the application, correct?
I guess it's just like I again I don't I'm not very tech savvy, but when you go to a website and it's like click apply here, and you click onto a button and it brings you there and there's an application and you fill it out on the website and then you click submit.
So what kind of form would you like to like? What kind of an application would you like? Like which column should it have? What kind of a text should it have? So I need to discuss about that.
Okay. So it's like a rental application.
Okay. So on a rental application, there will be, just give me a quick minute. And this is a good time to talk, right?
Yeah, for the time being, yes.
So how was your day? How was your weekend? How was everything going on?
Extremely busy. How's yours?
Yeah, extremely busy.
Yeah.
You're a hard person to go ahead and catch up on, to be really honest. We were trying to catch you up for like amount like 2 or 3 weeks or a month now.
Probably, yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
This would
I
be.
have, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
No, I would say, I'm sorry if I can't, take your calls when you call. It's just I want to be able to dedicate the time to, figure this out. And, I don't have, I don't have the time. Right now I have a few minutes to go over this. I'm trying to basically, I'm sure this has happened before, but it's kind of like this has snowballed really. I just, when I, whoever sold this to me, I told them I just want a simple website so that way I can list properties and I can list a business and that's it.
Absolutely.
So,
Well,
that's it.
absolutely. Well, that's what we're trying to go
Yeah. It's just been a
So
lot
we
more
can.
work on my end than I anticipated. When I whoever I
Well, you
spoke
don't
to
have to.
and sold this to me initially, said that a lot of this would be done for me. So if, including the content, and I told whoever else, Peter or whoever else I spoke with, that they told me they would help me with this content, but then that's an additional cost. This seems like everything that I thought I bought up front is now an additional cost. And I have a feeling that this app that we're talking about is going to be an additional cost. So I don't even know
Absolutely.
if we're wasting our time talking about it. So,
Well,
because
you don't have to
I can
worry
find a
about it.
cheaper way to do it.
Well, you don't
Go
have
ahead.
to worry about it. Or I didn't ask you for any kind of extra cost or anything about it.
Yes.
Because I think that we're speaking for her the first or the second time, I suppose. All right, and I haven't
I
talked
don't know.
about.
I spoke to a few people now. I can't keep people straight
Yeah, I suppose
with
that
your
we're talking.
company.
Yeah, because I think that we're talking for the first time. All right, and I haven't
Okay.
talked to you of any about any kind of cost or anything about it. I just wanted to have all the idea of what you were thinking, so we can, because I'm the one who takes care of the website. All right, so I was the
Okay.
one who was trying to check up on, like, hey, I texted you as well, so I could grab your attention, and so we can, go ahead and get the website up and ready and live. All right, so
Sure.
we were just standing over the website development. The inner pages have been developed and everything about it. All right, and I was just working. I was told that the content will be sent over through the client, but I suppose not. So and I was just thinking like, hey, when can we go ahead and get this website live up and running? Because I'm pretty sure that you do have a business to run as well to get to Bread and Better on the Table. All right?
Right.
So I was trying my level best to go ahead and deliver you the website as soon as we can. All right? So we can just go ahead and deliver the website to you, all right, before the anticipated time. All right? So you can start business.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And not wasting your precious time as well. So what do you think? When can we go for the content, or do you want us to go ahead to go for the content, anything about it? So let me know, please.
Yeah, well, I have some of the content already created. I didn't know if it's something I can submit and somebody can give me guidance on, okay, we'll put this here or do this, or is it all basically I have to tell you
what I want
and you just do what I want?
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. Well, here's some procedure and guideline that are set up through Google, because Google is the one who's going to go ahead and crawl and get the website live up and running for us as well, all right, because Google helps us to go ahead and get this website live over the internet, all right? Because Google is the god of internet. If Google is down, then, you know, chaos, all right? Like, everybody's going crazy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens usually is that once the content is there, we go ahead and submit it over to Google for any kind of plagiarism, any kind of copyright, because if there is a strike on the website, then it is a strike on the company as well from Google. Like, hey, you submitted a website that was not following the guidelines, all right? So there's a strike one for you guys, all right? And I do not want to get fired because of that. So I always make sure that our clients and us are always on the same page in a win-win situation, all right? So I suppose that you do have a content, and I'm sure that that is not your profession, all right? Because it needs the XML sitemaps, meta tags, and keywords integrated into the content, all right? So we can just go ahead and get the website up live up and running for you. So if you can send the content to me, I would appreciate it so I can check on it, that if it's good for the website or not. Otherwise, or we can go ahead and do that about it for you.
Okay. So now you had mentioned that I had submitted something that isn't correct. Is that right?
No. I'm saying that if you can pass on the content that you have written so I can check on that and let you know about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. No, that's all right. Because I do have somebody I spoke to asked me if I have a domain, and I do. I actually do. And I wanted, yes, but I have another domain, I guess. It's an old domain.
You have a domain?
I spoke with, yes, I think it was Peter that I explained this to, and it's old, and he even looked at it and was like, oh, this is really old. I mean, this is the old website that I tried to make, like, years ago, and I don't know what I'm doing, which is why I'm talking to you guys. So, he was saying that it's an old thing, blah, 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 but I want to use the domain name. So I was looking if there was a way I could get that released over to put onto whatever. Is it a server or whatever host site or whatever you're using? Can I do that?
Just give me a quick minute.
Does that make sense?
You're making everything you say make sense.
Okay, good. Okay.
Because you're my client. All right. Just give me like 1 minute so I can check on your account. Can you give me like 1 minute of your precious time?
Yeah, sure.
All right, okay. Oh, you're really, breathing out. Is everything okay?
Yeah, no, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Just give me content website questionnaire that was submitted from your side. There it is. I suppose it might be in that one because that is your previous website.
Yeah, it's the is it Resendiz and Son Construction?
Resendizandson.com.
Right.
Let me check. Resendizandson.com. Okay. It's opening. Let it have some time.
Mm-hmm.
When did you guys create this website?
That, again, it was over 5, maybe 10 years ago.
Ooh.
Very old.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see as very, it's like a resume.
Well, yeah, and that's what Peter said too. And so, yeah, and again, I don't know anything about it.
Oh, it's powered. Do you have the credentials for that or no? Nothing.
I do have some code. I don't know if I give you a code. Will that give you the, I know.
No, I need
you know, because, go ahead, what do you need?
I need the username and the password for WordPress. Because that website has been created. There are like two kind of WordPress, like .org, all right, and the .com.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they're two kind of things. All right, the website that you
mm-hmm.
have created, it is created on .org, and that domain
mm-hmm.
must be reserved from them. All right, and they will not
okay.
give it over. Yes.
Okay. All right, so username and password for what is it that you for the
WordPress.org.
What is it for the ORG?
Yes.
I don't understand that. Okay, so the do you need the username for the host site or the credentials or like what are the credentials?
I need the credentials. I need the credentials for the website.
For the website. Okay. Hang on, let me see because how this was. This was a. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Okay. So a friend of mine has this host site, like call it Dream Host or something like that, and they have a bunch of domains. And, you know, they would give them to friends, and this was one of the domains they gave me years ago. So then I was asking them, is there a way to release that domain from whatever it is they have, you know? And they said yes, and they gave me this very long, it says resendisandson.com, and then there's this very long code. I don't know if
no.
you can do anything with that code.
Well, the website, no, WordPress does not. Well, you can send me the code. I'll check what is that about because I'm unsure what that code is.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll send it to the email, I mean the text that you sent me. I'm going to copy it. Yeah, so there was that, and then... But you're saying you need
the credentials.
The credentials. This is Jill Wilson. I don't know if you got that. I tried to send this to you. Okay. Credentials. So username and password for the website? Or is it for the host? Is it for the hosting site?
I need it for... Oh, you sent me a text. Okay, just let me check. Resendisons. Oh, that's the code?
Yeah, it seems kind of vague to me.
Well, what is that?
I don't know what that is. Maybe the username is resendis.com and the...
And that's the password?
And the password.
Oh, no.
And maybe that's the password?
No, a username cannot be that with the .com.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So...
What we can do, just to go ahead and refrain from you getting into that kind of a fuss, we can go ahead and reserve your new domain, all right? So you can just go and start from scratch like we are making the whole website from scratch. What do you think about it? So it's all clean, it's all easy to use, user-friendly and everything about it, so you can access wherever you want, so you're not getting into all of this again, all right, and just
mm-hmm.
get into access and get it done.
Yeah, well, I basically want to take down that website, you know what I mean? And have
that website will be
one.
Taken down. That is not a problem.
How do I take that down then?
Well, we will go ahead and see what we can do best. If we can go ahead and get the credentials or anything about it, all right, and then we will go ahead and take it down and use this website as a newer one. Because if we're going to have two websites with the same name, of course, Google will have a strike.
Yeah. No. I don't want. So once we get rid of that one, we can use that domain then? You're saying you
no, I suppose that domain is being booked by WordPress.com, WordPress.org, all right, and they will delete it as soon as, and they will keep it reserved with them as soon as we are going to go ahead and take the website down because they will not give that up because there might be a amount that you're paying to them on a monthly basis, I
mm-hmm.
suppose, all right? So that is not on your ownership. That is not on your ownership. That is with WordPress, all right? The domain that we
mm-hmm.
will buy it for you will be on your ownership, of course. That will be on your name.
Yep. Okay.
Because you already have one with us. So that is the reason I'm just trying to look for a better solution for you, so you're not ending up with anything like this after 10 years or 5 years of time. Do you have everything in line, everything in place, and a seamless kind of a procedure?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So so you need the WordPress.org credentials to take
the username and the password. Yeah, the username and the password.
And, because I do want a web, because whoever I spoke to said that I could have 5 website addresses that all go to this website, like domain addresses. So I think the one that I have now is R&R Residences or something like that. But
other domain would you prefer for yourself? Resendus and sunconstruction.com, or what will it be?
Correct, that one. Resendus and sunconstruction.com.
Resendus and Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Sun or Sun?
Sun, S-O-N.
Okay.
S as in Sam, O as in Nancy.
Okay, all right. Just give me a minute. Let me check. Just stay with me over the phone, okay? I'm checking it for you. Or I suppose that we do have a domain that was initially booked over for you for 5 years of time. That was
residences.com? Yep, residences.com, yep.
Okay, is that what you want, or you want the Resendus and sunconstruction.com?
Well, this is what I'm saying. I was told by whoever sold me that five-year plan that I could have 5 different domains all going to the same website.
Oh, okay.
Under that
call. Yeah, just give me a minute. Let me check on that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Rachel, are you there?
Yes.
All righty. Okay, well, I suppose that that domain was reserved, but if you want to change it, we can. That's not a problem, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
Do you want the residencies.com, or do you want the Resendus and Sun Construction? I think that will be a pretty big domain for you. All right, Resendus. Sun and ResendusSunConstruction.com. That will be a pretty big business name. What do you think?
Yeah, that's fine.
Or would you like to go with RRResidences.com?
No,
that's a short and
Google. The Resendus and Sun Construction.com.
Okay. All right. Okay, let me check upon that. Just give me a quick minute. Let me just note it down for you, okay?
Sure.
All right, so let me just go ahead and deliver it for 5 years. All right, so I have sent it over to the team, so they will be doing that for you. All right, so do you have your website right in front of you that we have created for you?
No, I don't. I can pull it up, though.
Please, I would appreciate
it. Actually. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. So you guys do real estate and home.
Sorry, Joe. How do I pull that up? Do I have to go to a link? Because it's not live or anything, so there's no
address. It's not live. There will be a demo link over there for you. Peter might have shared with you already. Do you want me to send it again?
If you could, please.
I would appreciate it. Let me just go ahead and do that right away.
Thanks.
No problem. Okay. I'm sending it over to you on the email, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, okay.
Sorry, just opening.
I have sent you the link on the email. Can you please check on that?
Yep, just trying to refresh. Sorry, I don't know why it's not pulling up.
Okay, okay.
Yes,
you got it in your email?
Oh, here it is. Okay. It just came through now. Okay, yes, it's open. All right. Yes.
All right, so do you see the logo that you have sent us? It's already there?
Yes, I see that. Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. There's home, about us, services, rental listing, contact, and menu. All right, if someone clicks on a menu, if you click on a menu, there will be a menu scrolling down on that with the same things. All right, for contact us and everything about it, and the inner pages that are already there. All right, so people can go on to the inner pages and see of them as well. All right.
Okay.
Now we will go ahead and...
Hello? Oh, did I lose you? Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Sorry. So you said you'll go ahead and... Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
All right, okay.
Okay.
So that is the home, about services, rental listing that you were telling me about, that you wanted the application form over there.
Right, right. So now, I mean, I don't know if it sounds like, you know, this is something that has to be built, and it sounds like it's going to be an additional cost. Is it not, or is that included?
I'm supposed there is not. There is not, because that is just the form that you're wanting me to update over there.
Right. Right. So that's a form. Okay. And then, let me see, another form would be like, you know, if somebody wanted to request a service, you know, do they have something like that you could put in there somewhere?
Oh, what was that? I wasn't able to hear you correctly.
Another form would be to request a quote for services. Like if somebody, like, you know, contact us, request a quote, that type of thing.
Yeah, of course. That is just a basic form that people can just go and get in contact with you, and they can request a quote. Or that is just a simple form that is that will be enough if you go into the contact us. Let me check.
Mm-hmm.
There's a form for subscribe us a message, or we can just go ahead and set up as contact us.
Okay, yeah, or
request
a quote. Okay. Let's request a quote, and then, so we do have a rental listing, that's good. The services, that's good. Trying to think. And then I noticed some of these have reviews and things. Where do you pull those reviews from? Are those, like, placed in, or are those, like, real reviews from somewhere? You know what I mean?
Let me check. Well, these are just the reviews. Let me check. Where are they?
Yeah, I know these are, like, dummy ones, but, like,
yeah,
if
you want, what we usually do is, because a lot of things matter on reputation, all right? If your business doesn't have a good reputation or doesn't have any kind of reviews, well, people refrain from doing business with you, all right? If they don't see any kind of review, even if you count it yourself, all right, you won't be doing any kind of business with anyone who doesn't have any kind of reviews, anything on the social media or anything. Or you'll be like, okay, well, I don't know if this business is doing great, or is this a scam, or what is it about?
Right.
I'm not sure. I'm not going to go ahead and do business with them, all right? So what we usually do is we write the reviews for our clients, all right? And we set it up on the website. So when people come over there, they see a good review, all right? And then they have an assumption that this is a good business, all right? And then they go ahead and get in contact with you so you can make business. All right, and that's how it is run on the Digital Zone, all right, that people get in contact with you through your reviews and everything. If you don't have reviews, of course, then, you know, people might not go into business with you.
It's a marketing thing. I get it. But I just didn't know if, like, there are actual reviews, you know, that you needed to use, or you can just, you know, to start things up, make some, you know, if you put, I don't want to say phony, but if you put some starter reviews.
It's a tactic, you can say. It's a tactic.
Yeah. So, all right. So then there will be some generic reviews there. Is there a way that people can actually, well, you wouldn't want that, but, like, so people can have Google reviews. Is there a way to feed in Google reviews onto a website? Do people do that?
Yes, of course. Well, once the website is all ready, and in between, we will go ahead and create your what do you call it? Just give me a minute.
Like a Google Workplace type thing?
Yes, we will go ahead and create it if you want. All right, that will come under, I suppose, the SEO. All right, then we will go ahead and create that for you, and we'll give you the credential for those as well, so you'll have all of the access to everything for you.
Oh, that would be great, yeah. And so there was something, to help with the social media too. So is that like Facebook and things, or like what is that? Is that just Google?
Yeah, of course. Well, that will be the social media for Facebook and Instagram you're talking about.
Yeah. I'm not Instagram, really. I don't know much about that. But I know Facebook is one too. You don't need a Facebook. You just really need Google, right?
You do need the social media because a lot of people will search you on social media, because 85% or 75% people will go ahead through and search you through social media as well. Like, hey, Sun Construction. Let me just go ahead and search it out on Facebook and see how they're doing on social media. And if you don't have a page over there, and if you don't even have reviews over there or anything about it, no posting or nothing about it, not even a page, then of course people will be like, no, I'm not going to go ahead and do business. Well, that's how it's been. Because it's my kind of perspective as well.
So then this package that I have, you're going to help me with the Google Workplace and the social media type thing? Like just putting, posting this website on there? Like how does that go?
Let me check. Just give me a quick minute. Let me just pull up your account and Elite Website Package, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I suppose that is for there's I think we I can see there's Facebook page design and YouTube and Twitter page design only for the design only, and not with any kind of posting or anything about it. Social media management, that's what we call it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
so you don't do that. No, is that not the Google Workplace, or will you mention doing setting up a Google Workplace for reviews and things that you can do?
I will see what I can do best for that on you.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate it.
No worries.
Okay. So
I'm just trying to set up everything for you. All right. I will try my level best to go ahead and help you out as much as I can. All right. So I can make sure that my client is making money.
Yeah. Thank you. So this is all right. So then this is the website, and so basically to set up the content, I go page by page. So whatever I want in home, and I put, you know, about us, I put a little blah blah, and then you put that somewhere here, and then there's the little reviews. I could even write those past clients, clients. I can put things like that, projects,
yes,
whatever. Okay.
Yeah, of course. But
and then
just to be on the same page, all right, it needs to be Google accepted and SEO friendly with the keywords all integrated with the XML and robot.txt file. That is the reason we always recommend our clients to go ahead and get it done through a professional and not by themselves. So we're not doing it again and again, all right, and it's just being done one time and we go ahead and deploy the website live, because Google has a lot of issues. Once the website goes live, they check on the corner, they're like, okay, well, if this website was created by you guys, all right, then why didn't you guide the client, like, hey, if they need an SEO-friendly content, because this content is not good for us, all right, and then they give it a strike. So that was the whole...
Okay.
Yes, so that's the whole criteria that we follow, all right, and we always recommend to clients, like, hey, robot.txt file and XML file needs to be there because Google asked for it once it is, but because who wrote the content, all right, we require it from them. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, I thought that SEO, I don't know if this is SEO optimization or whatever you call it. I thought, again, that was all included in everything with the content, whatever. So that's why, you know, I'm trying to do it on my own because I can't incur any more costs to this as I've already put into it. So so I'm going to do the best I can and, you know, I guess research, you know, SEO optimization and XML files, which I really don't know much about. And just hope for the best.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay. And about the, well, home about us, save service and contact. And just for the confirmation, let me check on that. All right, just give me a quick minute. Where is it? Oh, there it is. For the rental application that you said you needed that, for the date of application, property addresses, unit number, state, city, state, zip code, applicant, and there will be two kind of applicant that I think there will be the first name, a middle name, and the last name, and date of birth, society, SSN, all right, phone number, email address, driver's license, date of issue, and residence history, and employment financial. That will be in the form. If you can provide me with the form like that, so we can just go ahead and get it up and running onto the website for you. So I would appreciate it.
Okay. I can get that.
And were you provided
form,
any? Yeah, and were you provided any kind of quote on the content before?
No. Well, quote, no. I thought the initial thing that I purchased was a quote for everything that I needed. Which is So again, I don't remember the salesperson who sold me this package, but I thought this was all included. So I don't need a quote because I can't spend any more money on it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, I do. Well, the reason is that we always encourage our clients to go ahead and get it done through a professional. Why? First, because so we do not have to go ahead and put Google into a quarrel like, hey, this was decided from the client end and not us, all right? So they can just go ahead and get the website live up and running because they give us a lot of...
I understand that.
What's that?
Yes. I understand. Yes.
Yes.
I understand.
That's the only concern that I have.
I already paid for it. I already thought I paid for it. And I was pretty sure that I was told, like, yeah, don't worry about it. We got it. We'll help you with that. But apparently after talking with Peter, that's not so. So... there's really nothing more I can do. I guess I bought something I didn't understand, and I just can't buy more of whatever you're recommending.
No, that's not a problem. I was just letting you know about it, all right, because a lot of clients do complain, like, hey, why didn't you tell us about it earlier? We would have gone for it and stuff like that. So that is the reason I always try my little best to go ahead and let them know about it as well, all right?
Yeah,
and
I appreciate that. No, I think Peter tried to tell me too, but it's just I can't do it. I thought I already paid for it. So,
website design and development is what. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, website design and development is what we do. All right, that was the initial thing that you might have paid for, and the domain as well. That domain reserving for 5 years of time.
Right.
All right, that's what
right.
That is what the service that you have paid for already. But if something comes up as a requirement, like, hey, the content, everything about it, all right, the content is always provided from the client's end because they know their business much more than we do. All right, so that is the reason that we go by it. All right, but because you're asking for a – this is a listing website, so it will be require a website that has a listing over it. So do you have any kind of software that lists the website or anything about it that people can go ahead and see the listing of the properties that are on the website and they can go ahead and buy it or rent it? So do you have something like that with you?
Yeah,
hello?
I don't have to put. Hello. Yeah,
yes.
if that's what's causing kind of issues is I don't have to put listings in. I can just I can just put application.
By yourself.
That's fine. And yeah, I can do that because there's so many ways to list for free on other things without having to add more headache for you guys and more cost for me. So and I can just refer people to the website for an application. So that should save on some, concern with the content, passing the SEO issue thing, I'm thinking.
And what about the, do you have the host for that domain for yourself?
What
or
is it?
The host for the domain?
The host for the domain. The domain I was talking to you about earlier that I sent you that wacky code?
Yeah. code and the host because because a website will need a host because it is available on our hosting server at the moment that you can see on your system as well. That is available on our hosting server. That needs to be set up on your hosting server independently. All right, so we will be needing a host.
Yeah, and I'm pretty – yeah, that was already done. I already talked to whoever sold me this. I told them. They said domain, web design, host because I said, why is this so expensive? And they said, oh, because that's the hosting site, everything. Again, I can't. Every time I talk to somebody different, it's something else that I need that I already thought I paid for. So I'm not going to get all this designed and then I'll have anywhere to post it. That's what you're telling me right now.
Yes. That's what that was my concern. So because I do take care of the website and designing and everything about it, so I need to go ahead and make sure that everything that is being made and created that my client knows about it.
Okay, well, talk to Peter or whoever else, because I was under the impression that the domain, the host, everything, once I get you guys the content, it's up, it's live. No more buying anything else.
So how?
And if it can't
so
be
how,
done, I just have to refund everything because I'm
so
done with
it. So when do you think that I will be getting the content for the website?
I'm not going to work on the content if you guys are going to say it's done, but you have nowhere to post it now because I already thought I had somewhere to post it.
Sonny, you go ahead and do the content. That's not a problem. You go ahead and do the content. I'll have it work. Well, if you
where
can,
am I
going
to post it to? You're telling me I have nowhere to post
on the website?
It to.
On the website?
On the website, and then the website has nowhere to go. It can't go live.
The website will go live, of course.
What's that?
And the website will go live. I suppose that a lot of your content has been set up from the previous website. If you can see in the About section, can you check on that? Is that the one that...
Yeah, I see a little bit. I already saw that. But are you saying I need to buy a host? A hosting server? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I didn't say anything about it yet. I was just letting you know and asking you about it.
Why are you asking me?
I was just asking if you do have it, but if... Nah, then of course.
I thought I did. I thought I did. If you're asking me, I thought I did through you guys.
Well, I think that was the domain for 5 years of time. So that was my question.
Is that the domain host? Is that all together? That's something totally separate that I need to pay more money for.
That was for the domain, I suppose, because that is what we have reserved for you.
with a hosting site.
Yeah, of course, but if that's the case, then of course we will go ahead and do that for you as well. That's not a problem.
Okay. Can you send
me an
email saying that? I need to have an email from you.
Sure.
What are you telling me you're going to do? You're going to do the hosting. You've already reserved the domain that I thought is already.
Well, of course, the domain has already been reserved. Yes,
that's
the
reserved,
domain has.
Great.
That is
the hosting. Good, great. The Google Workshop workplace, great. The content, the forms, okay. So you send me that email.
Google,
that way,
course,
I have it all written down.
Yeah, of course, I will be sending you
the
an
Google
email that will have all of the requirements. All right, and
okay.
We can have it all on document as well, okay?
Perfect. So once I get that, I'll send you over some content. Thank you
sure.
so much.
So that's when can I expect
thank
content?
You. After I get your email with everything we discussed today, saying what I have and what I've bought, okay?
Sure, of course.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome. You're
thank
welcome.
You.